What is the opposite of sin? Most people would say righteousness. Right?
Most people haven't probably thought about that.
But I think that the opposite of sin is humility.
I was going to say that.
But he didn't because of the position.
Well, no, it's because you didn't prophesy, you don't get the blessing.
I know. I'm really upset now. I'll do it
next. Next time. But next time you say something that just comes up, then you'll get in trouble. Since we're turning all the fans off, can we put the air conditioner on? It did? Okay. Remember yesterday when we, the servant's duty in Luke 17, I was... So likewise, when you have done all the, this is Christ talking to the disciples. So likewise, when you have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We just read it yesterday, Luke 17, chapter 10. Luke 17, but anyway, we're not going to, that's not, don't go there. But humility isn't a one-time act, it's a lifestyle. And it is the only way that the gift of faith operates. The gift of faith that we're talking about, the zeal. The, humility and meekness and poor in spirit, these are all the same thing. They're all emptying, emptying of self. So that the idea of self becomes odious to you. That any thought about self-preservation or self-future or self, even self-salvation. That's why this, the idea that I used to make fun of Wendy so often about once saved, always saved, that is the opposite of humility. And so, again, we're faced with the problem of self. We start out in life as individuals, survival of the fittest. We try to do the best we can as isolated selves, and then we have some kind of disaster. If you're lucky, the disaster hits early. And then you try a whole bunch of other things. You try more education, you try to behave better, you try, but it always ends in disaster. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Well, then you become okay. I'm gonna be a Muslim. So then you be a Muslim for a while. And then you're a Muslim disaster. And then I'll study the ancient mysteries. Well, then I'll be an ancient mysteries disaster. I mean, then finally you come and you find maybe Jesus exists and. You accept him as your personal savior, and then you become an accepted Jesus by your personal savior as your personal savior disaster. I know then I need to be charismatic. I need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So then you go around, get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you speak in tongues. Then you're a speaking in tongues disaster. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Because. The issue isn't any of those things. The issue is that you would remain a disaster.
Oh, good.
Just remember that. To remain a disaster. That's how the gift of faith operates. Now, what is this humility stuff? What is it? Humble yourself as this little child. Empty yourself. What does it mean? This is something I wrote a long time ago. Humility means to accept with gratitude everything that comes into your life. All things, whether from without or within, whether from friend or enemy. You accept all things with gratitude. There's no more whining. There's no more complaining. There's no more pointing your finger. To accept all things, to appropriate them as yours instead of fighting against it. I watch and look and see the constant internal battles that are going on with all of you. Instead of seeing it with gratitude as a gift of God to conform you to the image of Christ. And the whole mindset changes, your whole world changes when you can see and look at everything with gratitude. Because you know that you're an unprofitable servant. You deserve the worst. If you want to talk about self-image and, the popular stuff today is to teach children how to have self-esteem. My God, that's the last thing you ever need to teach a child. What's the problem with Harry? Harry thinks he's smart. Harry thinks he's got it together. He's got self-esteem. And then anything that comes along and interrupts that is... It's a capital offense. Harry's killed me so many times. He's doing it again right now. I can't even count that high. He gets that self-righteous grin on his face, and I know I'm dead. But at least Harry has some expression when he kills. He sort of lets you know he's killing you. Some of you have just stone-faced. Some of you nod your head while you're doing it. But it's not me, it's everybody. Anybody that interrupts that agenda, interrupts that self-esteem, interrupts that thing that's going to be your redemption. Flip it upside down. Instead of that, you know you're an unprofitable servant. You know that you then simply accept with gratitude everything that comes into your life, from within or from without. And I promise you, the whole picture changes. Now that can only be done if you know that there is another life. That life is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Does that communicate with anybody?
I had that tested yesterday when I left early. I had a concrete job. I had to go meet my guy over there. I raced over there. He was supposed to be there at 7:30. I got 8:45. And he changed his mind and didn't show up. And I rearranged my entire morning. And I was so hot, just really indignant. But as it turned out, my job wasn't ready for him to start. That's not why he wasn't there, but I wasn't really ready. I didn't know it coming from him. It was almost like God giving me a hand.
Almost.
Yeah, almost.
If you have eyes to see, you can look. And wherever you look, you will see that everything reminds you of your constant need for him. That you can have no life without dependence on him. Remember that there's 613 laws of Moses. And those are cut down. So there's the Ten Commandments. Then there's the three. What, remember what the three are?
Love God, have mercy, humble thyself.
To walk before your God. Humble yourself in order that you might walk before or with your God. And then finally, the one. Thou shalt love, give importance to only the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And then you will love your neighbor as yourself if you do that. But in the middle of all of those 613 to get to one, or way on the end, is this thing about humble yourself so that you might walk with your God. And humble isn't, look at me, I'm humble. Humble doesn't look anything like we think it should look. We think humble and meek or mealy-mouthed. And remember I told you once a long time ago that the definition of humility or meekness, it's a saber-toothed tiger that walks through the room and doesn't take your throat off. Perfect picture of humility is Jesus Christ. He who by all things and for all things, He created all things, and all things exist by Him and for Him. Yet He emptied Himself. And what thing are you going to insist on your way today? Which is going to be the first one? If you see, the moment you insist on you, and not insist, but you do it internally, real sneakily, then you've left the kingdom of the mystery of God and returned to the kingdom of darkness. Something happens you don't like. What happens? All you need to do is transfer the subject to the sentence. It has nothing to do with you. For me to live as Christ. He is the way, so therefore I have absolutely nothing to be concerned with, ever. But the purpose of the gift of faith is that you might lose self-awareness. Before, so now we have the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, and now the gift of faith. Those are all of the three sort of passive. They're not passive at all, but from the human mind, they're passive. Now we're going to get to healing, and tongues, and interpretation, and their action things. But God has so designed the system. So then until the first three are apprehended, the others are just goofballs. Go to Ephesians 3. I turned right to it. Ronnie, you must be praying for me. I just turned right to it. That plus I had it marked earlier. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of that mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the gift of faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Remember when the word faint. Faint doesn't mean you fall over or be slain in the spirit. Faint means that you allow your mind to quit. And you allow your mind to quit the gift of faith when you lean on your own arm of understanding, or whenever you look and see something without gratitude. It changes everything. It changes how you look at life. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That's the prayer for you. The gift of faith seems outwardly to be passive, just as humility seems to be stupid. Humility was a word, the word for it in the Greek. It's in the Greek, in the regular Greek language, the word for humility, which I can't remember right now, but anyway, it was a word that meant you were despised. Humility was a despised thing, just like the cross was something despised. It was shameful. Well, so is humility. It's despised. It's shameful. You ever seen, like, when you're around the ocean, especially in warmer weather, you always see little water spouts. They start and then they go away quickly. Water spouts. Or if you're in the desert, you see these dust. What do you call them? Dust devils. They little whirlwinds. They start. That's a picture of Christian life. There's a momentary emptiness and humility, and there's a little dust devil or water spout starts. And then it goes away. But humility is the most powerful force on the face of the earth. It's more powerful than 10,000 hydrogen bombs. It's more powerful than anything in the universe. And it's typified in these low pressure zones where, because the heat of everything, and the heat causes the air to rise, and you have low pressure. And the low pressure zone causes hurricanes, and it causes everything around you to be shaken. Your very presence is a sign and a wonder because of this. Just your presence there shakes everything. And God is waiting patiently for a body of people to manifest that humility, that emptiness. Because if there's one little water spout, one little dust devil, one little sort of, when you see them in the clouds, the tornado, but what happens when you have a bunch of them come together? Then you have that category 5. And just as Noah condemned the world by his obedience in building the ark, so your faith, your humility, your emptiness, there's nothing to fear for you and I. But it's predicated, to go to this next level, it's predicated on the apprehension or being apprehended fully by this gift of faith. If you just think I'm talking words and this is some philosophy, then you're in the wrong place. You can take a little bit of this, a little bit of what I say, and a little bit of what your daddy taught you, and a little bit of what mommy taught you. This needs no teaching. As the serpent beguiled Eve with his subtlety, let nothing confuse you from the simplicity that is in Christ. And it's your not simplicity that is destroying your walk. I'm sorry.
No, I was just verse 8 here in chapter 3. It seems like this. I know I've read this chapter before, but it's like verse 8 here. It's like this, the first time that I've seen it, like me, much less than the least of all saints. And this really struck me. I thought that it was something. Be able to say that.
And call himself the chief of all sinners? I know that I am the chief of sinners. I know that I don't deserve my next breath. So I can look with gratitude at everything. Most of the time.
I'm trying to remember where the... It seems like it's the Latin... Humility is from, which comes from dirt or something. You know,
humus.
Yeah. It's like that's, if you consider yourself in that low, that's pretty low.
and what I get is these guys that talk about, you know, the streets in heaven are paved with gold. I don't want the gold now. I want it now. Well, the blithering idiots. The point of that story is that which is the most valuable in our society is less than dirt in the kingdom of God. Oh no, it means that I'm going to get a whole bunch of gold and I'm going to get it now.
There's a bunch of places in the Old Testament where it talks about all the crap that God, the vexation of spirit and all the stuff that God puts in the path of men that they can be, that they'll be exercised in. Doesn't that mean humbled?
I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men that they may be humbled in it. Ecclesiastes 3. I just reminded myself of Jack Van Impe. And his lovely wife, Rixella.
It's like the purpose of that is.
And his new book, 50 Proofs That Your Pets Are in Heaven. I'm sorry. You were going to say something.
Oh, yeah, I was. I'm so humble, I don't want to press it.
You just lost it all. Skippy arose, and boom, everything is gone. Can you imagine a life where you ceased from striving? Can that touch you anywhere? That's the Christian life, that you ceased from your own labors. You've entered into the rest. Striving is now foreign to your nature. There's no striving. There's no anxiety. There's no waiting for the other shoe to drop. You anxiously await the shoe to drop. You want it to drop. You don't care whether it drops or not. The large print doesn't give and the small print doesn't take away, because all things give. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And one time when the non-Skippy was studying, he found that the word for we have the vessel in earthen, I mean the treasure in earthen vessels, the earthen vessels was broken earthen vessel. Oh no, I can't let my vessel be broken, I got to fix it. I can't go digging in that hole in the wall. I got to go put some stuff on it so I can't see the hole. Remember when we had a quote unquote hot seats? We took a little trip down the staircase. Some of you remember that. And we had a field trip. One time, Banana's field trip was, I took him all to look at a dead cow. Another time, I took him to rub their noses in some vomit so they could see what they were eating.
Notice how many bananas are left.
There are not any left. All the bananas left.
They were either reassigned or left.
What are you laughing at, Michael? Anyway, please, please, please see that the illusion of self-realization is your greatest enemy. The illusion of improvement is just that. Everything that you need to fulfill, everything, is already given to you freely. Just rest. Accept with gratitude everything, within or without, that comes into your path. Amen.
Amen.
Take a big guy.